Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thank you for listening to this special podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty, and the 2010 Path to the Draft continues here at Reliance Stadium on Saturday. The draft concluded, and when the dust had settled, the Texans took 9 players through those 7 rounds, and afterwards, General Manager Rick Smith and Head Coach Gary Kubiak answered questions from the media.
Obviously, at least our portion of the 2010 draft selection meeting is done, and I feel extremely proud of our group. I think more than anything, I just talked to them and told them how impressed I was with the group. And we talked in the press conference earlier in the week about the fact that we've had some continuity and some consistency with our staff, and how sometimes it's human nature to get comfortable and not be as attentive. And I thought our group did an outstanding job of remaining focused, and it's just doing an outstanding job of evaluating the class. And I think we got a good group. I'm excited about them. I think our football team's better. That's the ultimate goal of the weekend. And so I'll open it up for questions.
Gary, can you discuss this 7 tight end set that you're obviously working on?
Well, first off, I see one of them. Garrett, he's definitely going to play the tight end position. The last kid, Doran Dixon, we're going to play him at wide receiver. So that's where he's going for us. I just think he has a great deal of ability. He's a kid that's bounced all over the place. He's played linebacker. He's played tight end. He's split out wide. I see him having a future as a wide receiver in this league. So that's where we're going right away with him.
So he's quick enough, but he's obviously a little bit small for an NFL tight end.
Yeah, I mean, he could play the H-back position, those type of things, but the bottom line, he's got a 43.5-inch vertical, and he runs 4.5. So when he's had a chance to go outside and play with his length, he's done some good things. So I think he's got a chance to be a big receiver, and we're going to line him up behind Andre and let him learn from the best. And, we got a long way to come with him, but I think it's a great project for us.
Gary, for example, is probably a little bit of insurance. You've got guys coming off off-season surgeries.
Well, a combination of that, but we think he's a fine player. We had a little luck catching a fourth-round tight end out of Wisconsin a few years ago. So this kid kind of reminds us of Owen. Actually, Owen knows a young man, spoke very highly of him, does a lot of things well, has played a lot of football, has been a captain, very respected type of kid we're looking for, plays hard. There's a great opportunity for him here as we head into the off season, because we've got some guys that won't be working. So, we'll see how far he comes, but there's a great opportunity for him to help our team.
Rick, you take the Northwestern kid who was a corner. Is he more of a safety?
No, he's a corner. He's got definitely athletic skills to play on the edge, and we love his football personality, the way he plays. He's a very intelligent guy, a good leader for that team. If you talk to the coaches and anybody from that school about him, they rave about him and his leadership and his ability and what he did for that program. So we're excited about him, and he can play corner.
Why no big wide body to collapse the pocket? You got Fat Frank Oakham and no one else with any size.
Well, I tell you, Barry, in terms of what we look for as a group on defense, interiorly, you can have the bigger nose run. I don't want to use the words you use and the adjectives you use, but there's another kind of guy. Yeah, we feel really good about Earl, and Earl isn't the big 350-pound guy, but he is a 300-pounder, and he moves. And again, we talked the other day about what we look for our guys, and we need guys who are athletes who can play on their feet and who run and chase, but who can also have some gap integrity, and we think he can do that.
Rick or Gary, because of the tight end selections, it seems like some may wonder if you're concerned about your health situation at tight end. Are you concerned about that as your tight ends as a group?
Well, I mean, obviously, when you've got so many guys, I think 3 of them had off-season surgery, and so it's an important position for our offense, and we certainly have all the confidence in the world that. First of all, Owen's going to come back. He is ahead of schedule from what I understand in his rehab process. He knows how to rehab that injury. And so we've got a lot of confidence that he will be back and be fine. Anthony Hill, obviously, he had a knee surgery as well, and Joel Dreesen had a couple of surgeries. And so we expect those guys to be back, but we also want to continue to get better. And when there's opportunities for you to improve your football team, you figure out a way to get good football players on the field. And so that's our philosophy, and that's why we are acquiring the players that we are.
Gary, when you get off the phone yesterday with Ben Tate, I saw the video where he's tearing up. What does that say to you about a guy that, I mean, really is that committed to it?
Well, all these kids are passionate. I mean, when you call them, they're with their family. It's a great day in their lives. So you catch them at an emotional time, you're happy for them. You know, I mean, these kids have worked extremely hard to get to this day or one of these 3 days that we've had here in the past few. But, you know, you're just happy for them and their family. And, you know, you feel good about them coming to your organization when they're sitting there with that type of passion for the game. And he spoke very well to our coaches, excited to get going. You know, very talented young man, played big-time football, you know, in the SEC and led the SEC in rushing last year. So, and he knows that we have a need for him to come in here and help this football team very quickly. So it was a good start. The phone call was a very good start.
Another SEC guy you got in Trendon Holiday. Where exactly do you think you guys are going to go with him?
Well, we think we got a returner that can, you know, change the field for us, bottom line. I mean, as a punt and kick returner, you know, we think he can do wonders for our football team, both offensively and defensively. And, you know, where we play him after his return ability, I think we could, you know, teach him the back position. We could teach him certain wideout positions. But the bottom line, I think we find his next role, but we know for sure what his first role is, and that's being a punt and kick returner for our football team.
Can you both comment on Shelly Smith and how he might fit in, what he might do?
Yeah, I'll comment on him as a man, and Gary can talk about him and how he fits from a football perspective. But a great young man, a 4-year starter at the university, was a captain. I mean, he fits in our room, and football is important to him, and he's passionate about the game, and a very intelligent guy, and I think he'll fit well with our group.
Obviously, you know, I know the young man, and we've had some success in some later rounds with some of these kids, but very athletic. Played very well his first 3 years in college, played with a bad high ankle sprain last year. I think it's set him back a little bit, but I think he's got the ability to play guard, play center in this league. Skill-wise, I mean, he's everything you could look for, and know what he stands for as a man. So I think he'll be very competitive with our group.
Rick, when you, on the first-round pick, when you took Kareem Jackson, there was a couple of other guys still available at that spot. What put Kareem Jackson ahead of the cornerback group that was available for you?
Yeah, I don't know if there's one thing. It's a comprehensive evaluation. Obviously, there are a lot of things that come into play. And I know Frank talked to you guys after we made the pick about some of the things that we liked about him. You know, but I'll reiterate some of those things. I mean, first of all, he's got great skill as a corner, and he's a tough guy. And we talked the other day about how do you continue to add toughness or dimensions to our football team. And we feel like he does that. We feel like he's got great ball skills, great speed, played in a big-time conference, was a 3-year starter, productive player. So all the things that you look for, you know, really set him apart for us. And obviously we had all those guys sitting there, so clearly we had him rated as our guy that we felt that could best come in and help our football team. And I'm really, really excited about this young man and what he can do for us.
Rick, can you talk about the draft overall, and do you feel like you build the needs that you needed most for your team?
Well, I do think in a lot of respects we were able to fill some needs. Again, as you talk about, at least the way that I approach the off season, I don't know if you can ever always fill every need that you have, and I think it's unrealistic to think that you do, because a lot of times you make mistakes if you're trying to reach or do something to fill every single need. But I do think we were successful at addressing some of the areas on our football team that we needed to improve, and now it's up to these guys to go out there and coach them up.
Coach, you talked about Ben Tate a little bit earlier. Can you talk a little bit more about what specifically you like about him as a runner and what you expect him to add to the team this year?
Well, I think he had 4 offensive coordinators in 4 years. He's been through a variety of systems. He excelled this past year, carried the ball more than he ever had. Not only a big back, which we were looking for some power there from that standpoint, but this guy's 4-4 also, shows the ability to make big plays. It will be a little different for him, dotting the I for us and going that way, but his makeup throughout the interview process, listening to him talk football, we think we can make a lot of progress from that standpoint real quick. And we just think he fits exactly what we want to do. And like his size, but it's always nice to have somebody who can hit a home run when everything works out.
Rick, like you said, you guys did a great job of filling needs. How would you grade this draft out of the last four or five you've had?
Oh, I don't think you can grade a draft until a few years from now. You know, we think we identified some traits and characteristics in these young men that we've added, and we think that they can, you know, do some of the things that we were in need of. But I don't think you can, you know, legitimately grade a draft until you see these guys report and show up and what they can do on the field for us.
How likely is it that you will pursue a veteran offensive guard in free agency, too?
I think we just added to our football team from a free agent perspective. Now, we're always constantly looking. I mean, and I will always, you know, if there are guys that are available or that come available and we think can help our team, then we will always, you know, consider those players. But right now, we feel pretty good about our group, and I'm looking forward to watching them work on the practice field.
First day, obviously, y'all went for need. You looked like you went for the best athlete in speed today. Is Troy Nolan make you feel good enough about free safety that y'all didn't address that need?
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, I think we've got, you know, two of our starters back from last year. I think, the surgery that Eugene Wilson had, I think, you know, he's recovering well, and I think Eugene played extremely well for us. And obviously, Bernard Paulus addition during the season last year, and he's back. So I think our safety position is a good one. We've got two starters returning. I think Dominic Barber's a good young player, and I think he's got a lot of promise. I did like what I saw early from Troy, but he was injured early enough last year, John, where there is a little bit of a question. He's got to go prove that he can play at this level. But I like his athleticism, and I like what he brings to the table.
You're happy with your depth there?
Yeah, I am.
What about offensive tackle? Y'all brought in Salam last year. He's gone. Were you tempted to draft one?
Well, I tell you, you know, I think Rashard did an outstanding job as a swing tackle. But you're right, we only had three of them, and Ephraim has moved on, and we're going to move on from him. So that is a place that we could have helped our team. Didn't have that position at a point where we could add it, you know, in terms of value for the last few days, and so we didn't.
You could have had Toby Gerhardt. Was it easy to give him up for Tate and take the three, or did you have some discussion?
I had a lot of discussion, you know, and I know Rick talked about that and how we had those guys evaluated and graded. There were things that we loved about Toby and things that we love about Ben. And there's a lot of things that go into those evaluations. And so, injury history, production, how they fit. All kinds of things that we talk about. And then as you look at the draft, if you can improve your football team with value and maybe pick up more picks and still feel like you can get a guy if you've got him rated that are pretty similarly the way you have him rated. Now, one guy's always going to have things about him that you like better than the other guy, but if you've got him rated fairly similarly, then and you feel like you can move and pick up additional picks to help your team, then you do it. And that was really the part with the thought process and the move.
Y'all got six corners now. You got more corners than safeties. Any chance any of those corners eventually move to safeties, or are they just going to battle it out?
I don't see that right now, John. No, I don't.
What do you think? You know, I know you're signing free agents a bunch. What are you looking for positions there?
Well, we've got to go down, and that's what we've got to do here. Here once the draft is over, we will start the process of calling young men who were not drafted, and really, John, that's just a product of looking at the roster and obviously these picks that we have, and look at the lines and see where we can, you know, continue to improve or what we need to go to training camp but again, you know, I'm not big on just signing players to fill lines. We want to go and try to find guys that can come in and compete and have a legitimate chance to make the team. So that's what we've got to do here as soon as we go back downstairs.
Will Sharpton be played in the middle?
We think he can play the will linebacker. He'll work as a backup Mike linebacker also. One of the things that was intriguing about this pick was the fact that he's a very smart young man, John, good special teams player. We think he'll be able to handle all the spots for us as a swing player and compete to possibly be a starter on our team.
What did you guys think of the new format, 3 days, the draft? Did it help you?
I liked it. I mean, I thought it was just a ton of excitement on Thursday night. I mean, you could tell. I don't know if I've ever seen players so excited when their names were called and some of the reactions. And I think that was a little bit of a product of the environment and what was happening there in Radio City. And it was, I think it was useful for us because we were able to regroup a couple times like we talked about and, you know, make some phone calls and anticipate some things that you know, that would happen. And so I thought it was good for the league.
Yeah, I did too. I like the way you got a chance to regroup each night and talk about, you know, which direction you were going to head. And I think it was good for football too. I think it was great for our league and great exposure for all these young men who've worked so hard. And I hope they keep it that way. I thought it was very good.